Elliot? Raquel called, her voice quavering just slightly. Can you please come here? Elliot, her son, walked up the stairs with a bit of hesitation. He knew that tone, and it generally only came up when his mother wanted to give him a talking to. Still, there was something else about her voice that made his heart flutter. It was getting more difficult by the day to live with her. The first reason for this was that she always seemed to be finding small things to nitpick him about, usually some perceived moral failing of his. As Elliot finished entering the room, he was forcefully reminded of the second reason. Raquel had her light blonde hair up in a messy ponytail and was dressed in well-fitted if simple jeans and a plain orange shirt, her typical cleaning outfit. She was among the most sexy women Elliot had ever seen. Even in such typical clothing, Raquel's curves could not be hidden, and to her son, they were anything but matronly. Raquel's ass filled out her jeans, and her breasts pushed out at the plain cotton of her shirt. He knew that she most likely wore plain white panties and a utilitarian wired bra under her outfit from having caught glances of her getting dressed and undressed during the day. Even then, the bra could not completely hide her large nipples. Elliot caught himself staring and knew that he was going to be hard very quickly, unless he focused on something else. Fortunately, his mother's blue eyes burning into him drew his attention back into the present.
What is it, Mom?
It was clear that his mother had been cleaning in his room. She did keep most of the house in perfect condition, but Elliot didn't want to give her any excuse to violate his limited privacy. He swept and cleaned his room, but that didn't always deter Raquel from snooping. Explain this, young man, Raquel said, her voice tense and upset.
Oh, fuck, Elliot thought.
He had either left his computer unlocked, or his mother had guessed his password. It didn't matter in any case, because he had been stupid enough to leave up the last thing he had been looking at. Pornhub. And even more embarrassingly, it had been to a specific favorite video of his. Busty MILF rewards stepson's good grades. Elliot said, defeated.
I was looking at porn, Mom.
That much is clear. Were you masturbating?
Jesus, Mom!
Don't take the Lord's name in vain and don't talk back. Just answer the question. Now.
Yes, Mom. I was watching the video and masturbating.
The whole thing was humiliating to Elliot, but what made it even worse was that the MILF in question, at least on a superficial level, resembled his own mother. There was no way whatsoever that she could have missed it. Thankfully, she did not mention it. Raquel huffed, as if this was the worst possible thing she could have found. Elliot loved his mother and knew that she loved him as well, but her expectations, especially recently, had been unrealistic. He was willing to go to church, to help out around the house, and he honestly enjoyed talking to his mother, especially as his father tended to treat both his son and wife with a great deal of coldness recently. However, asking him not to look at porn... Well, it ends now, young man. I know that you need the internet connection to do your homework, but from now on, you leave your system unlocked, and you never delete your browser cache. Otherwise, I will have to assume the worst and have a talk with your father. Elliot winced. He did not want his father involved in any of this. Despite being a reverend at the local non-denominational church, Elliot knew that his father regularly looked at porn himself, having helped with repairing the laptop. Usually some kind of strange, naughty grandmother sites. That didn't matter, however. Elliot feared that his father was likely to kick him out, if only to preserve the appearance of righteousness. He could be kind, but he could also be unforgiving and difficult to read.
All right, Elliot said.
His mother nodded, curtly, and turned to leave his room. She was severe, but she didn't stay angry for long. Elliot reasoned that things could have been worse. He could live without pornography, after all. He had an imagination. It wasn't like his mother had banned. And no more masturbation, either. It's a sin, and I won't have it under my roof. I'll be checking, and believe me, young man, I know the signs. Then, ignoring Elliot's open-mouthed reaction, she left his room and shut the door behind her firmly. He wondered if any of his friends would let him move in with them when he was inevitably kicked out.
I don't know, Margaret, Raquel said. I feel like I was overly harsh. You know that in my youth I was a bit wild. I'm not proud of it, but I know how young people's hormones can be.
Margaret nodded sympathetically. Raquel again thanked her lucky stars that she ended up getting along so well with her mother-in-law. So many of her friends had ended up seeming to always be in conflict with their husbands' mothers. Margaret, however, not only approved of Raquel, but also understood that Todd, her own son, could, at times, be a very difficult man. Of course, Margaret also loved and spoiled her grandson as well.
Raquel, Margaret said calmly, I do understand why you wouldn't want Elliot to look at porn. It can show so many unfortunate things, especially to a young man, and create such terrible expectations, but boys and girls both need some degree of release. Perhaps turning a blind eye would be best in this case.
How can I do that? Just last week, Todd was preaching about the evils of masturbation, especially when boys did it. It was a waste of holy seed. It seemed a bit odd to me at the time, but if what he says is correct, then I would be a terrible hypocrite to allow our son to jerk off.
Margaret looked at her daughter-in-law's blue eyes and saw a combination of fear and anxiety.
Raquel had, indeed, had a bit of a wild streak in high school and college, but she had taken her return to faith very seriously. She saw herself as an important role model within her husband's congregation and seemed to always be anxious for the state of her son's soul. Unfortunately, she also became a bit too uptight in general. Todd probably wasn't having enough sex with her, perhaps even withholding sex from her on purpose. Margaret, understanding both her grandson and son better than Raquel did, decided that it was time to take a risk.
Well, you have a point, Raquel, but Elliot will find this to be impossible. He will need to masturbate or find a young woman to engage in intercourse with.
Raquel's eyes grew wide with shock, and then anger, and, just for a second, jealousy. Margaret suppressed a smile. Her son had most definitely selected an appropriate wife in Raquel. Raquel, however, was too panicked to notice her mother-in-law's reaction. Thoughts of her own youthful escapades with her friends Gina and Linda ran through her head. The things they had done seemed harmless and fun at the times, but now she felt differently. She had already endangered her own soul, and she feared that her own son would suffer for her sins as well.
I can't let my son have premarital sex, Raquel said. And he's much too young to be married. He's barely more than a boy.
Margaret did not remind Raquel that her son was very much 18 and an adult in the eyes of the law. Nor did she remark that Elliot was a fit and handsome young man. Raquel knew these things well, but had to accept them for herself.
Well, Margaret said, drawing things out with a bit of false reticence. There is another way, but no, you wouldn't be interested. I'm desperate, Margaret. Desperate enough to commit a lesser sin to prevent your son from committing a much greater one?
Raquel stopped and swallowed, feeling her mouth go dry. She didn't know what was being proposed, but she knew that it would be serious. Still, if one had to choose between lesser and greater sin...
Margaret, I'll try anything if it protects my son. You understand that, right?
Margaret smiled. She did understand Raquel's motherly protective urges, as well as her more lecherous ones. "Well, do you remember what happened to Lot's wife?" Raquel nodded. "She was disobedient and turned to look back at the city, and she was turned to salt. And what happened then?" "Lot went with his daughters and lived in a cave. He was depressed and drank too much, and he didn't let his daughters leave, so they couldn't get married and have children." Margaret egged her on. "So what did they do?" They got their father drunk and they slept with him." Raquel paused as realization set in. "Are you suggesting what I think you are?" Margaret neither nodded nor shook her head, and Raquel felt her face grow hot. "Raquel," Margaret said, "I'm not suggesting anything so extreme. Certainly not now, but perhaps, given that he has no other course of relief, you could provide it for him."
"How?"
"Don't play innocent with me, girl," Margaret said with a smirk. "You have soft and lovely hands as well as beautiful lips. I'm sure your grip is firm and your mouth is warm and tight. Elliot wouldn't be the first young man to experience those, would he?"
I mean, no, but wouldn't it be cheating?
I took vows to your son, Margaret. I can't just betray him like that."
"Raquel, you took him to be your lawful husband, and you are his wife, but since then, you've become a mother. And I think we both know that there are certain responsibilities that override all others. We must take care of our children, no matter the cost."
"But I can't believe that this..."
"I understand that you're reluctant, Raquel, but that's because you're a good woman. Still, think of it this way. You will be sinning, so your son doesn't have to."
"But won't he be implicated in my behavior?"
"Perhaps. But he's a good boy, in general. He's quite obedient to you and his father. If you take the lead, then you will take the sin upon yourself. He will be receiving pleasure passively, so his sin will be limited. Think of it like speeding to get a man to the hospital. You're breaking the law, but only for the greater good."
The greater good?"
Raquel couldn't believe what she was hearing. That being said, now that the subject had been broached, she couldn't help but think about Elliot. What would he look like nude? Would his cock be very thick and hard? What would it taste like? A million repressed urges flew through her mind. She felt herself losing her moral tether.
"And it isn't like you would be enjoying it, is it, dear?"
Margaret added, noticing the hesitation and again suppressing a smile.
"No, of course not."
"Naturally, if you did, it wouldn't be that bad of you. Not in my opinion, anyway. One should enjoy doing a good deed, after all."
"Margaret, I have to ask you. Why did you... I mean, how do you know of this solution? Is this something that you've actually done?"
Margaret smiled and sipped her tea for a long moment. "That's a topic for later, after you've resolved this crisis in your home. But if you relieve your son's needs tonight and tell me all about it," Margaret winked, "then I might tell you what you want to know." Raquel had no answer for that and sipped her own cooling tea. After a few moments, Margaret brought up the upcoming interfaith bake sale as though they hadn't been talking about jerking off their son, grandson, respectively. But Raquel remained distracted. Could she do it? Would she? If it was to protect her son, was there anything that she wouldn't do? Raquel couldn't have admitted it, but a resolution grew within herself. She decided, almost unconsciously, that she would talk with her son as soon as she got home that afternoon. This would be dealt with.
And as Margaret pointed out, if she happened to enjoy doing a good deed for someone else, where was the harm in that? Being of service was the essence of her faith, after all. Elliot walked down the road, trying to figure out how to deal with his life. Things at home had become unmanageable. His mother had finally gone too far. He could go to church weekly. He could help with organizing the church events. He could do the seemingly endless chores at home. He could even avoid dating until after he left for college, despite being interested in quite a few girls at school. But to stop masturbating? Cold turkey? He wasn't sure he would last a week. In fact, last night had been bad enough. He'd managed to distract himself, but his mother had walked past him in the hall. A perfectly normal experience, but she was wearing a silky blue nightgown. It covered everything, but concealed nothing. All of Raquel's many curves were on display, stretching and moving under the sheer fabric. Even her nipples were obvious. Elliot had narrowly avoided jerking off that night, and he woke up the following morning, balls aching. It was only a matter of time before he had a wet dream, and his mother would be looking for the results. She would almost certainly interpret any evidence of his cum as his breaking her prohibition. It was, to be perfectly honest, an impossible task to avoid. As Elliot opened the door, he reached his decision. He would talk to his mother, apologize, but tell her that he had to move out. He would need to find a place to live for just under a year. It would be difficult, but he could probably stay at his friend Vincent's house. Vincent's mother, Gina, was old friends with Raquel, and he knew how severe Elliot's family could be. Still, it would be difficult being separated from his mother, who he had always been close to. She hadn't always been this severe or strange, and for a moment, Elliot found himself growing nostalgic for the gentle and warm woman who had raised him. Raquel heard the door open and called out to her son from the kitchen. "I'm in here, Elliot. Come and get something to eat." When Elliot entered the kitchen, he was greeted with his mother's radiant smile. It seemed like she didn't do that enough anymore. He worried about her being happy. He worried even more about what he regarded as abandoning her. Still, it would be for the best. As he sat at the kitchen table, his mother set a plate down in front of him. A BLT sandwich, his favorite. He smiled and decided to eat it before he would broach the subject of moving. No sense ruining this, too. "So, I've been giving some thought to our talk, Elliot, from the other day." Elliot almost choked on his sandwich, but swallowed. He wondered if she was about to put more restrictions on him.
"Yeah, me too, Mom. I..."
"Wait," she said, with sudden firmness. Then again, this time more calm. "Wait until I'm done, okay, sweetie? I was cruel to you. I apologize. A young man is not a machine that can simply be switched off. You have needs, and you need release." Elliot sighed with relief. This was embarrassing, but for his mother to admit that he needed to come was a big step forward.
Does that mean that it's all right for me to, you know, masturbate?" Elliot asked hopefully.
To his disappointment, Raquel shook her head sharply, but was that a small smile at the corner of her mouth? Elliot decided to wait and see what would happen. He could not have expected what she would say next. "You cannot masturbate. That's the sin of Onan. Your father, well, I know he wouldn't approve. We have to keep a godly house, and not just for him, but for all of us. You're a healthy, virile boy. You're far too young for marriage. You need to live your life, but you still need release, so..."
So,
I'm going to help you with your needs." Elliot stopped eating and stared dumbly at his mother, blinking. She could not mean what he thought she meant.
How, exactly?
I'm going to relieve your urges with my hand, Raquel said, adding, as many times as it takes. I know that the young can be insatiable.
Elliot licked his lips. Really?
Yes, really. Now, finish your sandwich, young man. We don't have a lot of time before your father gets home.
As she walked upstairs to her son's room, Raquel knew that she had to keep this from her husband. Todd wasn't truly interested in laying with her, not anymore, but that doesn't mean that he would approve of this. Well, it didn't matter. She was doing this for the whole family. It was the lesser of two sins. If he never found out, then she would never need to explain herself. Besides, her own mother-in-law encouraged this. That must mean something. Raquel had told Elliot to go upstairs, undo his belt and pants, and wait. She wondered why she had done that. She wondered if it was just so she could see her son's cock as soon as she entered the room. It could have been that. Lord knew she loved to look at cock. She loved everything about cock. She loved feeling the hard smoothness in her hand, the manly scent, and most of all, she loved having cock inside her, stretching her out, making her gag, even if it hurt. Especially if it hurt. Raquel stopped on the stairs and got her breathing back under control. No, this was not about her. This was about her son. He was suffering and a sinner, and only she could absolve him. With new determination, she continued up the stairs, quickly went into the bathroom to gather her best body lotion, and headed towards Elliot's room. As she opened her son's door, without knocking, she realized that despite all of her life experience, she was not ready for this. Her son sat on the bed, still dressed for the most part. He met her eyes, but then looked down, shyly, in a way that made her want to rush up and kiss him. The only thing that stopped her from thinking of him as just her boy was the fact that, as per her orders, he had his belt loose, fly open, and cock out. And what a cock it was. It stood tall and proud, thick enough, but not too much so. Raquel had been a bit of a size queen in her youth, but as she had matured, she had learned to appreciate almost all cocks. Had she not found the Lord, she would have spent at least an hour of each day looking at pornography, imagining each man's cock being rammed inside of her. Raquel was, after all, much like her son, an insatiable sinner. She licked her lips, subconsciously relishing the upcoming task. She closed the door behind her. She knew this was wrong, but she had to do it. She had to. For her son's soul. For the first time since she had been a virgin, Raquel had no idea what to do with a man's cock. She almost laughed, but then looked at Elliot's face. He looked at her with trust and expectation. He needed her, and she smiled gently before sitting next to him.
Please, look away, Elliot, Raquel said.
Truthfully, she wanted his eyes on her, but she knew that she would already enjoy this too much. If their eyes met, the temptation to escalate and sin beyond the point of return would be harder to resist. Raquel took a deep breath, then squirted some of the lotion on her right hand. Then, slowly, she reached into his lap and touched her son's cock. He groaned, and she almost jerked her hand back. Instead, she carefully, slowly spread the lotion all over her son's cock. She knew how important lubrication could be.
Fuck, Mom. That feels so good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to swear. I just...
Rather than be angry, Raquel was gratified by her son's reaction. Still, swearing wouldn't do. He needed to keep his mind on something else while she did her work.
Maybe he could... You should pray.
Pray?
Elliot asked, confused and unable to focus.
Yes, pray while I'm touching you. It will make this easier and remind you why I'm doing it.
Elliot couldn't imagine how that would make this easier on him. He was already having trouble thinking.
What should I pray about? Elliot said, before moaning slightly.
Forgiveness. Not because you're bad, but because we all sin. Confess your thoughts and fantasies. Admit to what's driving you to masturbate. Then, maybe when I finish you, those thoughts will go away.
Had he been thinking clearly, Elliot would have doubted that, but he wasn't, and he just wanted to make his mother happy.
For one thing, he loved her. For another, he didn't want to do anything that would stop her beautiful hand going up and down.
All right, Elliot said. I can do that. I look at a lot of porn, and that makes me so hard that I can't help but jerk off.
Raquel ignored her own breathing speeding up in sync with her hand.
What kind of porn do you look at?
Elliot tried, in that moment, to think about some of the women in his videos jerking him off, rather than his mother, but the truth was that none of them held a candle to her. She was gorgeous and sexy and forbidden and breathing quite hard. He risked stealing a glance at her, and all the signs were there. Her lips were parted, eyes slightly unfocused. A flush was on her cheek. His mother could not hide her incredible arousal, and all from jerking him off. Elliot had never really thought of himself as someone who could provoke that kind of desire in a woman as mature and beautiful as Raquel. For the first time, Elliot began to understand something about his mother that he hadn't seen before. He felt naive. She enjoyed this as much as he did, but she couldn't admit it. His mother wanted him, but she felt guilty about it. If he pointed it out, if he confronted her with it, she would stop. She would run away again. She was already afraid of her sexuality and her desire. He did not know why, but he knew that. Elliot would have to be at least a little subtle.
It's really bad, Mom, Elliot said. I'm sorry, I don't think I should tell you.
Raquel almost swore in frustration. He had to tell her. She had to know.
You have to be specific. You can't be forgiven unless you're very specific.
I'm not asking, young man. I'm telling you.
Yes, Mom,
Elliot said, glad he was facing away from her so she could not see his smile. He moaned again, unable to control it. Then he noted that when he did, she gave him a little squeeze. She was rewarding him for making those noises. Did she enjoy hearing him moan? He was learning all kinds of things about his mother. In any case, he had to say something, but where to start?
Mostly, I try to look at normal stuff. Cute girls, you know, college-aged. It's wrong, I know, but I watch them getting fucked by these guys and imagine I was them. They're young and pretty. They suck the guy's cocks and they look up with this innocent expression. It turns me on so much.
Raquel huffed and her eyes flashed with anger. Of course it would be some young slut stealing her son. They hadn't even been touched by gravity yet, and they knew how to use their bodies. It was fitting punishment, Raquel knew. She would have pursued a boy like her own son. She would have fucked him so well that he wouldn't ever look for a different girl. But something occurred to her. She sped up just a little bit to throw Elliot off, heard her son's adorable whimper, and then asked her question.
And? You said you try to look at normal stuff. What do you end up looking at?
Mom, it's so bad. I shouldn't.
Young man, if you don't tell me this instant, I'll stop.
Elliot barely suppressed a laugh. His mother was so aroused that there was no way she'd stop. She couldn't stop herself now.
He wouldn't hold back on her. She'd asked for it, after all. There are these women. Not girls, but women. They're just beautiful, but normal. Does that make sense?
What does that mean? Beautiful, but normal.
They could be anyone. And usually in these videos, they're dressed pretty normally for part of them. Like a skirt and a blouse. Maybe some high heels. Sometimes their clothes are tight. But other than that, it could be anyone on the street. Just a beautiful woman. Not a girl, though.
His mother's hand had slowed down, but she wasn't tormenting him. She was interested. She had to know. What's the difference between a girl and a woman? To you, I mean.
Well, a girl is like my age, or in college. She doesn't know much more than me. She might have had sex before, but she doesn't really know what she wants yet. She's innocent.
And a woman?
A woman is older. She's lived a little. Probably had a lot of sex. Usually she's had at least one child. She's curvy, usually, with wide hips and big breasts.
Raquel's hands sped up again, and so did her breathing. So, when you look at these women, you know that they've had children?
Yes.
And it excites you?
Yes.
Because you know that they could have your children, too?
No. Well, yes. I mean, obviously knowing a woman could have your baby is hot, But it's not just that. It's that kind of motherly care that only they know how to give. They love the young guys in these videos. They care for them and treat them better than their girlfriends or even wives would because in the videos, the women are the guys' moms or stepmoms. They only want what's best for their sons, and they give everything for them. They touch them and suck them and fuck them and get jealous when...
But Raquel's mind had switched off. She could feel her pupils dilate. She lost all remaining focus, and her hand moved on its own, speeding faster and faster. The obscenely wet noises of her hand filled the quiet room. She knew how to bring a man to orgasm with every part of her body, especially if she cared about him. And she dearly cared for Elliot, didn't she? The next thought came without her willing it. Elliot watched videos where women pretended to be the mothers of the young men they were fucking. He loved that. He couldn't get enough of it. Raquel was startled out of her daze by the feel of her son's hot cum spraying out, messily hitting her arm and spilling all over her hand. Her hand was drenched in her son's cum. She stared at it for a long second as Elliot tried to recover. And then it happened. It was slight, nothing like what sex would do for her, but it was real. She felt her core twitch, and she let out a single, low moan. The only sign that she had just experienced an orgasm from jerking off her own son. It was too much. Raquel fled the room swiftly. At a safe distance, further down the hallway, she shouted, "I'll be back later tonight." When she was alone in the bathroom, she stared at herself in the mirror for a long time. "You're a slut," she said, with real venom. But it was as though the reflection just smirked back at her. Yes, she was a slut. Yes, she was good at pleasing men. Yes, she loved her husband. But she loved her son most of all. Raquel brought her hand, still dripping with her son's virile cum. She had just intended to smell it, having gone so long without having any. But before she even thought about doing differently, her tongue had shot out and tasted it. Rich. Salty. Perfect. Raquel washed her hands quickly, unable to meet her own eyes in the mirror again. Raquel did not return to her son's room later that evening. This wasn't surprising to Elliot,
although it was disappointing. His mother was honest and forthright, but she was also clearly confused. He was, too. Despite being younger, he felt conflicted. Elliot had experienced his greatest fantasy granted by the woman that he loved the most in the world, but he was concerned that he had taken advantage of her. For most of his life, she had been kind, loving, and fun. She was still kind and loving, but over the last few years, she'd grown different. Firmer, more severe, both on Elliot and herself. And for the first time, Elliot had seen the level of desire that existed beneath the surface of his mother. Now he wanted to see more. No, he needed to see more. Elliot spent that night awake, hoping against hope that she would show up at his door, incredibly hard, but somehow also truly satisfied for the first time. He did not masturbate because she had forbidden it, but he would hold her to her end of that deal. When he came downstairs on Saturday morning, he found his mother making breakfast, but she would not smile or meet his eyes. His father, Todd, was calmly eating, seemingly unaware of his wife's mood.
"Good morning, son," Todd said.
"Hey, Dad,"
Elliot said, sitting down. Before he had a chance to say anything else, his mother had placed a plate of pancakes and sausage in front of him before disappearing upstairs with suspicious haste.
"Any plans today?" his father asked.
Not particularly. Maybe seeing about doing some work over at Vincent's house. Mrs. Harrington wants to make a lot of changes to her backyard and garden, and she'd rather pay us to do it than a landscaper."
"Hmm. That's good of you. It's terrible what happened to her husband. I know it's been 6 months, but it has to have been tough for her. Her kids, too. In any case, I'm going out of town until the end of the week with your grandmother. A friend of mine from seminary is very ill. I'm going to visit him, and we're going to help his family a bit as they're going through some difficulties. You'll be alone here with your mother. Are you all right with that?"
Elliot was both very much in favor of this and terrified of it. But he couldn't very well explain to his father that he wanted to fuck his mother.
Is there anything you need me to take care of?"
"Yes, actually. Your mother hasn't been in a great frame of mind recently, and some of that is definitely my fault. That being said, you don't need to worry about that. I'd like you to go out of your way to spend time with her. You always make her feel better."
Sure, Dad. That's fine. I'm worried that she's mad at me, though."
Elliot expected his father to ask him why, or tell him to be a better son, but he did not.
"Well, I think you'll find that she's just confused. Sometimes your mother avoids conflict even when the outcome could be positive. Maybe she thinks you're mad at her, too."
The rest of the meal was eaten in amicable silence, and his father left immediately when he was finished. Elliot made up his mind to speak with his mother later, when she had cooled off a bit. He did want to spend time with her, but he decided he could not be alone with his mother when she was so clearly avoiding him and maybe angry with him. So he texted his friends, Vincent and Blaze. As luck would have it, Gina, Vincent's mother, was in fact interested in paying her son's friends to help with the landscaping and gardening tasks, like digging holes, laying sod and mulch, and even planting trees and bushes. Gina was also petite, curvy, and funny, a welcome change from the colder atmosphere at his house. The boys worked hard in the spring sun, drank lemonade, and got everything done. By the time Elliot returned home, later that afternoon, he was still nervous, but more confident. He felt, strangely, like he was in control of the situation, even though he really wasn't sure what the situation truly was.
"Mom, I'm home," Elliot said, as he entered the house.
The door was unlocked.
"Hi, sweetie. In here. On the couch."
Elliot was pleased to hear his mother's voice. It was more like it had been many years ago. Giving. Welcoming. Even eager. When he entered the living room, he was shocked by what he found. Despite it still being daytime, Raquel was dressed in sleepwear. No, that wasn't right. Elliot had seen enough porn to recognize lingerie for what it was, and these were clothes for women to be fucked in. Raquel sat demurely, legs together, stretched out comfortably. She had clearly been reading, and she was still wearing her glasses. Her long blonde hair was down, which was a rarity anymore. Although Elliot had no real understanding of it, he could see that his mother was wearing makeup. Her style was typically very restrained and modest, only as much as society expected, but tonight her eyes were very smoky, and her lips a much deeper shade of red than normal. The black silk teddy she wore covered her chest, but was tight, pushing her breasts up and over the fabric. Elliot wondered what her breasts would look like. If he tore the bodice open, would they bounce? He could clearly see her large, tightened nipples through the fabric. Would she squeal if he took one into his mouth? The teddy only extended barely halfway down her smooth, pale thigh. Elliot wondered if she wore any panties beneath the silky sheer material. He knew that his mother had waited for him like this for a long time. God, this was so wrong. Taking in the entire image, Elliot realized that his mother looked like Sin in human form. Hi, hon. You must have had a rough day. Come sit with Mommy. Raquel sat up, making space for him, and patted the cushion beside her. He hadn't heard his mother refer to herself as Mommy in years, and he realized with some shame that he was harder than he could ever recall being. I'm still kind of sweaty. I've never minded a man who smells of work or play. Please, sit. Elliot sat next to her, obedient, but couldn't think of a thing to do or say. His hands wanted to be on his mother, but knew that wasn't what she wanted. So he maintained his awkward silence until his mother broke it. Your father won't be home until next week, so I can relieve you right here, if you want. If you need it, I mean, this is just for your relief.
Yeah, my relief.
So, if you want Mommy to stop, you just have to say so. Understand? I've been harsh with you, and I never asked you, and, well, I'm worried that I let my own lust make me a bit too forward.
Elliot, faced with the idea of losing sexual access to his mother, was finally able to meet her eye.
I need this, Mom. So badly.
All right. Would it help you if you had some encouragement? What would he need besides her sweet hand?
Encouragement?
Yes. You were looking at pornography before, and I denied you that, because, of course, it's wrong to look at that. But, I mean, I think I resemble at least a few of the women in those videos of yours.
Mom, you're the hottest woman I've ever seen,
Elliot said, before he could stop himself. To his surprise, he saw a charming blush spread across his mother's face and chest.
Well then, maybe you'd like to see more of me?
As Elliot watched, unbelieving, Raquel pushed first one strap of her teddy down, then the other. The tight nature of the bodice supported itself until she pulled the flexible fabric down, and for the first time in a very long time, he saw his mother's breasts. They were quite large, and while they did have a slight upturn, they also sagged quite a bit. To him, they were perfect. Before he could ask, Raquel took her son's hand in her own and put it on her breast. He held it there, on her, but did nothing further until she pushed it into her, harder than he would have thought. Then he got the idea and began to play with her breasts, kneading and squeezing and teasing the nipple. He was lost in the sensation, but he did hear the moan his mother attempted to conceal. Raquel knew that she had gone too far to stop now, and reached over, unzipping her son's jeans, pulling his cock out. He groaned at the slightest touch and she smiled, before biting her lip as her son tweaked her nipple.
Is this the first time you've touched a woman's breasts?
Yes. Am I doing it wrong?
No, love. You're doing it just right. Do you know why?
No.
Because you followed my example, and because you're listening to me. To what I want. If you listen and pay attention to a woman, she'll reward you. Do you want a reward?
Oh, fuck. This feels so good, Mom. Thank you.
Raquel laughed, a deep, throaty sound,
made his cock twitch in his mother's hand. She leaned over and kissed him on the lips, still slowly moving her hand up and down. Elliot was torn between needing her to move faster and wanting to draw this out. Raquel's tongue slipped into her son's mouth. He let her guide him, teach him, and eventually he began to realize that he was kissing his mother just how she wanted and needed. Gently, she moved his hands off her tits, and while he wanted to resist, he did not. Then she withdrew from the long kiss.
"I need to make you happy, Elliot. I need you to be mine. Do you understand?"
Elliot did not truly, but he wanted to be hers.
"Yes, Mom."
"Good boy," she said, favoring him with a wicked smile. Then, slowly, she moved her head down towards his crotch. Before he even realized what was happening, he felt her soft lips wrap themselves around his cockhead. The heat and tightness of her mouth was almost too much for him. He cried out,
"Oh, fuck, Mom!"
Raquel didn't stop. She'd always been known as a good cocksucker, and if she was going to relieve her son's needs now, she was gonna do it right. No little whore he met in college was going to steal him away from her, nor would she lose him to sin. She would take care of him in the way that only a mother could, that only a slut like her could. If she could not change her nature, she could at least own it. Raquel was merciless in her attentions, moving up and down, using her tongue like a weapon, showing every bit of her experience to her boy, the man in her life who deserved all of her love. She had been withholding lately, she saw that now. She would not be anymore. And if a mother was demonstrating such love, wouldn't it be right for a son to return it? She paused for a moment, breathing hard. She never did go easy on herself when she went down on a man.
I need a favor from you, Elliot.
Whatever you need, Mom, I'll do it.
I still sin, too. I'm awful, and I know it's wrong, but I still do it. I have needs, just like you.
How can I help?
Elliot wanted his mother's mouth to return to his cock, but more even than that, he wanted to make her as happy as she was making him.
I masturbate. I'm such a hypocrite. I need help.
Help stopping?
No. I need you to take care of me the way I'm caring for you.
Raquel paused, altering her position, pulling her teddy up. She wore no panties, and Elliot caught a brief flash of her blonde bush before she knelt to his side, on the sofa, and bent back to take him into her mouth again.
You want me to help you come?
Raquel nodded briefly, eyes hazed over with lust.
Yes, baby. That's exactly what I need. Finger mommy, so she doesn't sin anymore.
Then Raquel returned her attentions to her son's cock. Although he found it hard to focus, Elliot realized that he could, from this position, fairly easily reach around his mother's shorter frame and behind her. He was gentle and hesitant at first, touching his mother's labia and marveling at how swollen and wet she was. She was ready for him.
Please, Elliot, honey, mommy can't wait.
Raquel sounded slutty and desperate, even to her own ears, and the spike of shame in her heart hurt her. But she could not stop now. She was more aroused and needy than she could ever remember being in the past. Elliot pushed his finger inside of his mother's pussy, slowly at first, but then more forcefully.
God, she was so tight and wet and hot. What would that feel like wrapped around his cock? What would it feel like to come inside of her?
Raquel had already taken her son back inside her mouth, and he felt rather than heard her moan. She moved him deeper now, as if rewarding him for his attentions. The truth was, she was under his power as much as he was under hers. She knew that had he but asked, she would have done anything for him. Anything for her son, her lover. Anything for his love and his cock. God, he even fingered her perfectly. slow at first, then steady, then he varied his cadence. She squeezed her legs together for extra sensation, and he sped up, more forceful, almost taking her with his hand. He was so strong. Raquel had been so close to coming, but had second thoughts. This was far beyond the justification she shared with her mother-in-law, but she was in heat. It would take the merest sensation to send her over the edge. She remained there, on the razor's edge of pleasure, unknowingly stopping the motions of her head, mouth, and tongue, although his cock remained in her mouth.
God, Mom, your pussy feels incredible, Elliot said.
Hearing her own son say such forbidden things pushed her beyond the point of no return. Had her mouth not been full, she would have screamed. Raquel's whole body shook and tensed and quivered, and Elliot watched, transfixed. He had given his mother an orgasm. Still, she only stopped briefly before taking him deep, even into her throat. The gagging noise almost took him over the edge.
Mom, I'm gonna... If you do this, I'll... I don't want you to choke or get you messy.
Raquel's voice sounded again as she briefly stopped. Elliot could hear desire in her tone, but also kindness and love.
I know, Elliot. Go ahead. Make a mess of Mommy's face. Just like you did to her hand last night. I want your cum all over me, baby.
Then she returned her mouth to his cock and took him deep again. Elliot lost control. Raquel felt her son's cock spasm right before he began to come, and she pulled back just enough so the first two spurts went in her mouth. All the better for her to savor him right away. And then she withdrew from him completely, but kept pumping. He came again and again on her face and hair and chest. She needed him to. She needed him to see her like this, possessed completely. She needed to give herself to him. Finally, he stopped and fell back, limp, gasping. Raquel looked at her son, eyes half closed from pleasure and the exertion, and smiled. He truly was handsome after he came, and he was clearly relieved. There was no way he would sin tonight.
Good boy, she said, almost purring.
Now why don't I get cleaned up and make us some dinner? You can get cleaned up and take a nap.
The rest of the evening was, weirdly, very domestic. Raquel got dressed in her more typical jeans and simple blouse and made Elliot dinner. They ate together, laughing and interacting in a very normal way. Then they watched television together, cuddling a bit closer than normal. He dared to touch her again, palming her breast and teasing her nipple with his thumb. She did nothing, pretending not to notice, but he could hear her breathing speed up and thought he had heard a slight moan. Later, Raquel came to him in his bed. She was a bit more casual, even businesslike about getting him off, and only used her hand. But she did not attempt to hide how into it she was, nor did she stop him from grasping her thigh or touching her pussy. Hearing her hoarse whisper of, "Come for Mommy, sweetheart," was enough to bring him over the edge. Despite this, Elliot was still aroused when he watched her leave, dreamlike, from his room. He almost called out to her, asked her to come back, begged her for forgiveness. With relief came clarity, and with that came shame and guilt. Despite it being her idea to start with, he felt like he was taking advantage of her own guilt and repressed needs. He did not call to her, however, and he knew that he was too weak to do so. He loved his mother. He would die for her. But he would never do anything that would prevent him from being her lover. The following day was Sunday, and Elliot attended church with his mother, as normal. The only part that was unusual was his father's absence. With him out of town, a local deacon took over. He was a friendly man, not as good of a speaker as Elliot's father, but fortunately he was also brief and to the point. It seemed to be over almost too quickly. After the service, there was a small lunch in a meeting hall at the back of the church, a regular occurrence in which Raquel and many other parishioners brought homemade food. As always, he helped with serving the food and cleaning up afterwards. He could feel his mother's eyes on him as he worked, and he knew that she wanted more from him than just his fingers. The meal and the cleanup were both done with quickly, and soon Elliot found himself alone again with his mother in their house that suddenly seemed much too small for the both of them and their desires. His mother was deeply tense and conflicted, and he knew it, but he did not know how to broach the subject. He decided to put off asking her to relieve him and take a nap, as he was suddenly exhausted. Elliot awoke to his mother's voice calling him from her room. She was somewhat eager, but he knew this would not be as simple as her stroking him off or him fondling her. Something was about to happen, or not happen, and Elliot needed to know what, because he knew, in his heart, if he had the slightest opportunity and he could do so without hurting her, he would fuck his mother. He rose quickly, but did not put on a shirt or pants as he might have normally. Elliot had never been very confident in his body, but as he entered his mother's room, her eyes burned all over him. He put her into heat now, and he smiled, just slightly at the knowledge that he had this power. He sat next to her on the bed. They were silent for a long moment before she took his hand and spoke.
"I want more than this. I thought I could alleviate both of our sin alone, but I'm afraid that I'm not that kind of woman, Elliot."
"What do you mean?"
"I very much want you to take me. As a man takes a woman. As a husband takes a wife."
"But that would be wrong."
"Very wrong," Elliot agreed, his voice growing hoarse.
"And I'm weak, so I think we should pray together to stop this from going too far."
Without saying more, his mother stood, turned, and knelt before the bed, head down, eyes closed, elbows on its edge. Elliot stood as well, but walked behind her. He observed his mother, almost dispassionately, the way her body moved and settled under the sheer fabric of her nightgown. He grew hard, knowing that she knew how he saw her. He consumed her with his gaze. His breathing grew quick, and he needed her again.
"Our Father, who art in heaven,"
she started, not waiting for him. He knelt behind her, already knowing what it is he would do.
"Hallowed be thy name," she continued.
He trailed the fingers of one hand, starting at the fabric-covered small of her back, all the way up to the nape of her neck. She shuddered.
"Thy kingdom come."
Elliot smiled as her voice quavered and leaned into her until he knew she could feel his breath on her neck.
"Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," she said, squirming against her own will.
He knew that she was in conflict now, wanton in her urges, but close to asking him to stop. He would if she did, so he could not allow that. Elliot kissed her softly on her neck, and she groaned.
"Satisfy this day our hungers," she said, and Elliot smiled before nipping her neck and setting his hands gently on her hips. "And forgive us our sins," she said.
Elliot ran his hands up her sides before setting them on her shoulders, then pushed both straps of the nightgown off of them.
"As we forgive those who sin with us," she said, as her son pulled her gown down and off of her chest.
Her breath caught as his strong hand seized her breasts without hesitation or gentleness, squeezing and kneading them. For a moment she lost all thought, but then continued.
"Lead us into temptation," Raquel whispered as she felt her son's cock grinding against her back.
He was impossibly, perfectly hard.
"But deliver us to evil," she said,
as Elliot's hand wove its way down her chest,
forcing her gown further down.
"For I am thy kingdom."
Elliot's hand found its goal, his mother's pussy. He did not force his fingers inside of her, but merely pushed as she ground into him, toying gently with her clitoris. She gasped and leaned back into her son, who kissed and bit at her neck.
And you are my power, my glory,
Raquel said, all thought leaving her, all focus on her son's hand, willing it to keep going to bring her closer. She was unable to speak or think or prevent what was happening to her. He was giving her what she needed, and had he stopped, she would have begged him like the slut she was to finish her. But he did not stop, and she came, crying out again and again, until she fell limp in her son's arms. "Forever. Amen," Elliot finished. They knelt there for a long time, he holding his mother from behind, and her recovering. For a few moments there was no guilt or self-recrimination for either of them, only the thought of receiving and giving pleasure from and to a loved one. But then, it all came crashing down on Raquel. What she had done, and what he had done to her. She had led her own son down the path of damnation, and she had to save him.
"We have to stop this, Elliot."
"Why, Mom? You love me, and I love you."
"It's wrong, and you know it, and we're betraying your father," she added.
"If he was giving you what you needed, then we wouldn't be doing this. And I don't care that it's wrong. I don't. Mom, I love you."
"You don't know me. I mean, I love you, but you don't know the things I did before I was blessed with you."
"Well, then tell me. I want to learn. I want to know everything about you."
"I was a whore, Elliot. Your mother was a whore. I fucked men whenever I wanted, however I wanted. I drank, and I sinned in every way. That's who I am. I'm sorry. I don't want you to be damned like I am."
"No, Mom, that's not true."
"It is. Look."
Raquel reached to the end table and took out her phone. Despite her shame, she had kept photos of her youth. Mostly innocent or near-innocent snapshots, they triggered memories for her. She told herself it was to remember not to sin anymore, but many times she stared at them at night, reveling in the shame and arousal of the memory. This picture was simple. There were two friends, men in their 30s that she had met at Myrtle Beach when she was on spring break from college. They stood in the surf. They were each handsome, in decent shape. They were mature, confident, successful, and she had been helpless under their combined charm. In the picture, she sat on the shoulders of one of them, wet hair a mess, in a blue bikini which barely covered her. Even before she had Elliot, she had been curvy, to the point where she had often felt overweight. Men did not see her that way, however.
"I went back to the hotel with both of these men, Elliot. With both of them. I let them use me. And, no, that's not right. I encouraged them to use me. They were just normal men that I'd met and had fun with. I don't think they expected me to fuck them, but I did. I went home with them and let them both fuck me at the same time, like a whore. Even worse, I didn't take any money. I did it for fun. They used me several times and I loved it. I came so hard that I still think of it today. That certainly wasn't the only one-night stand I had as a girl, nor the most shameful thing. There are things I can't share with you because I never want you to see me as I see myself."
For a moment, Elliot was sobered. Nothing about what she had said was bad, not to him, but he saw how deeply she felt the shame of her prior life. He wondered if there was something deeper behind this feeling.
"Did you cheat on Dad?"
Raquel laughed and then sobbed.
"No, not before this. I've never cheated on anyone. I have to tell your father."
"Mom, no, you can't."
"I have to. I'm lost, and I've taken you with me. This This isn't your fault at all. I'll protect you. I'll take the blame. I will. I won't mention you. I'll tell your father and he'll do what he has to. Probably divorce me, but I won't resist any punishment.
Mom, no. What if he hurts you?
Elliot was desperate to stop Raquel. He didn't think his father would hurt his mother, but anything was possible in the heat of the moment.
If that's what God wants, then that's what'll happen, I suppose. I can't pretend not to deserve it. It doesn't matter. I can't stop this now. I don't want to stop it. If I'm allowed, I'll give myself to you every day, baby. I'll take such good care of you that you won't ever need to look at other girls. I can't tell you what to do here. I know it's wrong. I don't care. So, here I am. Use me, son. Please.
Having said so, Raquel turned, placed her hands on the bed, faced forward, but did nothing, staying on her knees. All at once, Elliot finally, at last, understood. Raquel had been forward as a young woman. She had been everything she wasn't supposed to be in her mind. Now she could not behave that way and had made herself passive. She needed a man, her man, to lead her. And now Elliot was her man. Elliot reached out and took her hand, pulling her to her feet gently as he stood. He pushed the nightgown, already falling off of her chest, all the way down so she was completely and gloriously nude. Slowly, he pushed on her back.
Get on the bed, Mom. On all fours.
Raquel pressed her thighs together for a moment, and then obeyed, smoothly moving into a position she was very familiar with. She stayed there, obedient, waiting for her son to mount her.
I'm gonna breed you, Mom. Because if we don't waste my cum, it isn't a sin, is it?
Oh, God.
Raquel whimpered.
You don't have to do anything, Mom. If you tell me to stop, I will. But if you want my cock, then just let it happen.
Raquel said nothing in response, but her hands clutched harder at the comforter, and her back arched unconsciously. Elliot smiled and set his hands on her hips. She shivered. With his hand, he aimed his cock towards his mother, but down, so as he thrust forward, his cock slid under her pussy, rubbing her slit. He felt her warm slickness coat the top of his cock, and his mother moaned deeply. He reached forward impulsively with both hands and played with her breasts, full and swaying beneath her. He tweaked her large nipples, making her cry out and whine. But Raquel never said no, nor asked him to stop. Instead, she made a noise of deep need and pushed back against her son. She moved her hand back, trying to guide his cock into her, but with surprising strength, he moved her hand off of him and set it down firmly back on the bed.
Please,
she whined.
Please? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to stop?
No. Please don't tease me. Please just...
Just what? Say it, Mom. I need to hear it.
I can't.
I want you to be my slut, Mom. So if you want my cock so badly, tell me.
Oh, God. Please fuck me, son. I'm your slut, and I always will be.
Elliot tried not to let it show, but he was at the limits of his self-control. As soon as the words had left her mouth, he adjusted himself and forced his cock deep inside of her pussy. Had he been less excited, he might have been more thoughtful and gentle, but both of them were in a frenzy of desire, and even in her pain at being suddenly entered, Raquel simply pushed back against her son, desperate to impale herself. At last, they were united. The memories would stay in Elliot's head for years after. The wet, obscene sounds of their fucking, their bodies slapping together. His grunts and her soft, then loud moans.
the scent of her arousal, pure and wrong and better than he thought any woman could smell. Elliot's thrusts only grew more violent, more impassioned, but if Raquel was in any pain, she did not ask him to slow or stop. Neither of them resisted or tried to stop what was happening. Raquel, panting hard, fell on her elbows, letting her head rest on the comforter, but kept her back arched so her son could go as deep as possible. Her only thought was taking as much of him as she could, of drawing his come out, of being his ideal fuck. Never would pornography or some young woman replace her in his thoughts. He would only want her. Finally, both of them passed the final point. Raquel screamed as Elliot groaned, emptying himself inside her, filling her, completing the circle. Elliot collapsed on top of her before managing to roll off. Raquel did not want him to leave her, and she clung to him. They lay there, in each other's arms, kissing slowly and languidly. Raquel was unable to keep her hands from touching her beautiful son's body, and she knew that, whatever her intentions, she was lost to him now.
"I'll speak to your father when he gets home this week," Raquel said, oddly calm. If I can, we can figure out a way to be together.
But your father could make what we did public, or even call the police.
You have to be ready for bad things to happen to me."
"I don't think that will be necessary,"
a deep but oddly calm voice said from the doorway. Elliot looked up in surprise and shame. His father had come home.
Dad, it was my fault," Elliot started to say, half rising on his elbows, surprising even himself.
"No, it wasn't," Raquel said, sitting up quickly enough to expose herself, ready to interposition herself between her son and her husband. She would not allow her offspring to suffer for her sins. Todd, however, seemed relaxed. He smiled even.
"You moved a bit faster than I expected, but really none of this surprises me. I knew you were the right woman for this family, Raquel."
"I'm sorry, what?"
was all Raquel could get out.
Elliot said nothing at all.
"Raquel, I've been having sex with my mother for years. I thought you would have figured that out after she spoke with you. I don't blame you for what you did with our son. I have let you get pretty worked up, and you do need quite a bit of attention."
Raquel wondered how, even in this situation, she could feel even more shame and arousal.
"Dad," Elliot said, finally starting to understand. "What are you saying? You've been cheating on Mom? With your mom?"
Todd sighed.
"It never felt like cheating to me, because I've been with my mother for many years before I met Raquel, but I did deceive you both. And it's not something you can truly explain, unless you've been involved in something like this. I saw the way our son looked at you, Raquel, and I saw how you responded to him. I knew that you wouldn't act on your own, and I knew that if I spoke to you, you'd panic or grow even more cold. So I denied you satisfaction, preached against masturbation, and gave you a little push."
"But it's a sin,
is it? I mean, I'm not angry. Our son is an adult, and he's clearly happy. Oh, and I have to say, as far as I can tell, the women in our family are all happy too. But you can make up your own minds. Just know that I expected it, and that's why I came home early. To catch you, but not in a cruel way. You have my blessing. In any case, I'm not supposed to be back for a few days, and I suspect you still have things to talk about and a lot of fucking to do. Your mother is quite pent up, Elliot. Maybe you could help her with that. Meanwhile, I'll go spend some quality time with my own mother."
"And he left, after kissing me on the cheek," Raquel said, then laughed softly. "One day I think he and his mother will join our little club. They have quite an intriguing story of their own. Elliot and I are still going quite strong. I used to think of myself as insatiable, but he wears me out, sometimes 3 or even 4 times daily. He might need to get a girlfriend just to let me rest."
"I just need you, Mom," Elliot said, his fingers sliding inside of her.
Elliot had been undressing her slowly and touching her throughout their story, and couples in the audience had already started to go beyond kissing and touching. Everyone knew that Raquel and her son would fuck once she was done talking. They were inveterate exhibitionists, after all, but no one minded seeing an attractive mother and son making love. It was why they had joined the book club, after all.